But yeah, boy, nigga Modern became our producer. Changed the whole landscape of this shit.
Hey, I'm just here to make things a little easy and add value wherever I can.
My first day was at the end market. We did a little basketball shit. Boy, Mod was hustling. Yeah, Mod told me, gonna set this shit up.
I sat back at first because I'd be like, you know, I don't want niggas, but this nigga trying to take over. I sat back first little episode, see how it went. Them boys cool. After that first episode, hey. So this is what we're going to do. When they come in, let's go ahead and ask them this. Matter of fact, you do your intro, then we'll do our intro. I looked at Boob, he's like, nah, fuck it, go in.
That's an idea. And that nigga went to talking to boy, everybody looked at me like, you heard that nigga shit.
You heard the man.
You heard the man, goddamn it. Heard the man said, fuck y'all looking at me for, man. Goddamn, boy. Goddamn, the little tunes. Get shit going.
It's the Untitled Podcast.
Yeah, Boob, talk your shit.
Hey, say hey. Hey, motivation 101, man. You already know what it is. Hey, let's see. Got a 50-round clip on the bottom of the strap. Hey, hey, hey. You already know what time it is.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody
like. Trappers with the rocks. OG
niggas
with the. I know what you know. When you know, you know.
You know, you know, goddammit.
Yeah,
we'll
talk your shit.
That's how you find me. Hey, swerving through traffic with them goons behind me. You gon' need help. Whole car strapped and I ain't talking seatbelts. Red cross, nigga. Yeah, we draw blood. Whole team got choppers like a bug.
Yes, Sirski, welcome to the Untitled Podcast, your favorite podcast, aka the greatest show on earth. You know the voice, you know the vibes. I am your host, Boob. This is a very, very, very special episode. As always, got my guy to the right of me.
Yes, Sirski, what's up, my boy?
Yes, sir. What's up, yes, sir. My guy.
It feels real Joe Budden-ish. We got the background and shit.
You got a background.
We in this city and everything.
We do got a background.
Caleb laid back on the couch. And it's Mark Lamont stance.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We got Hughes in this shit.
Yes, sir. What's up?
No, ish.
Got his ish on.
They got his ish shit going on, man. How y'all boys feeling, man? Everything.
I'm great, man.
Yeah?
It's a wonderful day.
Man, it's about to be a great occasion. We celebrating today.
Yeah, it is, man. Shit.
Cheers to black love.
Yeah, man. Sure. Cheers.
You ain't
got
no little, what you call it?
What's that?
Black love.
Love for black love.
Little love button.
Yeah, dude, ain't nobody on the Miss Pearly for black love.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like.
There we go.
got a little sexy red.
There we go. Make some noise. What the fuck?
Make some noise, y'all. What the fuck? Yeah, man, we are here, man, celebrating love, man, black love, all that good shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a good night. I think also celebrated Scrap birthday last night.
Yeah, we celebrated Scrap birthday.
So started that was man. Fun. Yeah, that was a good time. And you made a statement on Instagram. You was like, it's something about being with your people in
just
Atlanta.
Just in Atlanta.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. It just felt good, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I can't wait.
It just felt good, man. I know tonight going to be the vibes. Y'all boys gonna have y'all good fashions on.
Yeah.
Drunk as hell, man.
Drunk as hell. Toasted it up.
Let's fucking do it, man. Everybody off Monday.
Man.
Let's fucking do it.
Man, and this probably the first time this group been together like this since
a party.
Nah, I mean, really truthfully, we missing some pieces, but yeah, like all of us ain't been together like this since probably YBR. I told Allie that shit. I said, I don't know if you know what you did.
Yeah, we really
like,
haven't all been together.
I don't think she really understands what she did.
And
so.
We grown now.
Yeah. Right.
Spooky.
Yeah. It's for sure scary hours in that motherfucker. So scary hours in that motherfucker. So, man, speaking of, it's been a minute, man, since we all been together, man. A lot has happened. You know what I mean? In the meantime, Hughes is You know what I'm saying? Cross the burning sand.
Shout out to the bros, man.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, proud of my guy. Proud of my guy for
Big
that.
Root to the bros.
Yeah, it is, man. And Shell's been promoted and promoted and promoted again.
That boy's in the beat.
You know what I'm saying?
We grinded, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Grinding.
My boy climbing the corporate ladder like grinding. A motherfucker, man.
Keep that mic
so
train going.
Love to see it, man. So for y'all, man, because y'all kind of in that point that we've been in before where opportunities present themselves and you start recognizing them more, right? Like you start
me and Caleb were just talking about this off camera.
Yeah, like
literally.
And you start noticing, like, cause I know, like, when you know what I'm saying, early 20s to mid 20s, like, you see shit, but it's almost a little bit of like that imposter.
Yeah,
like that shit almost like an imposter syndrome thing, right? Like, nah, that's more for them, not me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ready for that. But now that y'all done started progressing, just doing shit, and it worked, right? Like, it's kind of talk about that feeling, like, just knowing, like, bro, if I see it, I'm going to go for that shit because it's me.
Man, honestly, you just got to throw yourself out there.
Yeah.
You're
cooking.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody gonna wait for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go get it yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's like you just said, you as you grow, you mature, you start realizing more things. You know what I'm saying? More doors start opening, and you know, your eyes start brightening up, like, oh shit, like. And you associate yourself with a different caliber of person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which you want your future life to look like. Especially when, you know what I'm saying, we all got kids and stuff, boo.
Yeah.
But
what you want to show them,
yeah,
you know, what life you want to give them. So.
Yeah.
Nah, and I also think, just adding on to that, Hughes, I think what happens is now we've had more exposure than what we began with.
Yeah.
And that's why something I always say, you know, when it comes to people from Savannah, depending on their situation, I always encourage, like, go off. Like,
Fans.
Just like, move somewhere else. Yeah. See someone, if you go to college and shit, move on campus, connect with some different people, because I do feel once you do connect and you see more of the world, you just like, damn,
it's more
you can really move like
but you need that though. Like he was saying, you gotta surround yourself with that though.
When
you first start working, you know, you got the people at the job, they be like, bro, don't go for that, bro. I'm saying, boy, that position some bullshit. But that, you do that for 5 years.
Yeah.
You ain't went for nothing for 5 years.
Yeah.
You'd have been in some bullshit for 5 years.
Yeah. Exactly.
You just some higher.
Yeah, so how's that been?
That's how it be. They be telling you not to go for shit, bro. But like you said, it's, you know, y'all like the first group of niggas that I was around that like went for shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about outside of bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had 1,000 homeboys that, you know, with the bullshit, but nobody was trying to do some good shit.
Yeah. Right.
You feel me? Like that YBR shit, y'all were putting the arm around nigga like, we on some good shit.
Yeah.
We ain't on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We might do some bullshit within the good shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And see,
so that's why, but you need that type of shit because you won't be seeing that growing up.
And see, what's funny about that shit too is like, that's what me and Shell talk pretty often. And his experience with this shit is similar to mine, right? Like, when I first started coming around for real, like, I was with whatever. I was in college and all that shit, but I did it how I was supposed to. You know what I'm saying? But I never forgot. I tell niggas story all the time. Like, I was talking to Maude one day, and I took a test some shit. And he was just like, just, you know, basically just catching up shit. And I said, shit, nigga had a test. He's like, shit, bro, how you do? I said, I got like a 73, so shit, I'm straight. I said, 73? Like, yeah, nigga, shit, I passed, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga told me, that nigga said, so that means if you got a 73, that means that 27% of the time you sat in people class and knew what the fuck was going on. Like, you was in that shit, right? And I was laughing, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, bro, right? Which, that was, and then I was like, then after the fact, like, God, it was two parts. Part one was like, nah, damn, that nigga right, I'm in this shit bullshit. But other part was like what Caleb was saying, like, I ain't never had no homeboy who asked me no shit like that. Like, my niggas on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I had homeboys that was in Statesboro. Them niggas wasn't in school. Them niggas was in the borough just fucking off. You know what I mean? So once I was really around a group of folks who, A, was trying to make moves and do, like you said, the good shit, right? But they also putting their arm around you, want to bring you with them. Like, nah, you're not. Yeah. Come on, man. Nah, you don't need to do that shit. Like, you ain't on that shit.
And they wasn't ducks. So
exactly.
Let's put that out
there. Yeah.
See, I knew some niggas who probably went off to be great.
Yeah.
I didn't see me in that part.
See what I'm saying?
Like, I didn't see that. Like, I don't, bro, you could do that. I don't think I can.
Right,
this
right.
Is a group of niggas that's like, oh, nah, that nigga, oh, I know.
Yeah, I can get right.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, and the funny shit with that was, it's always about paying it forward. Tiffany Mackey, shout out the doctor. Tiffany Mack. Tiffany did that to me.
Right.
She did that to me at high school. So once I, because I had been friends with Tiffany since middle school and other people, but, you know, I was running with my East Savannah niggas a little bit more. And once I kind of shifted and was hanging with my other friends, I remember we was in class, and I forgot, similar situation, we'd say I got an 80. And she was like, you know, 20% of the time, you know what the hell was going on. I was like, damn. And then I just started paying attention to like, other people that was in our circles. They, well, what you got on today? It's like 93, 94, 93. And I'm like, damn. Oh, okay, damn. But it was something that motivated me. And that's why I always tell people I contribute a lot of my success to my circle. Because like before I started really running with the people I was running with in high school, I, and no shade to anybody if this was their plan, I was content going to Tech, sure, getting me a little job at Walmart, doing, because that's what you see. That's what you see. And I remember I was talking to my mom.
That's what
our
parents pushed. That was success.
I'm first time, first generation college grad for my family. So I'm just like, I'm going to go here. And I remember talking to like Tiffany, and shout out to Sean Cook, Chaz, like everybody, and they had applied to like between 7 and 10 colleges. Mm-hmm. Like, I got accepted here, here. And they're like, well, shit, where you going? And I'm like, I said, I'm going to go here. Like, oh, you got your acceptance letter? Oh, I ain't even applied yet. Yeah. And it's like being around it, it just makes you like, damn. Yeah, all right, step that shit up. And then you can transfer that to adulthood, which is that when we get older, just that's really what YBR was the whole time. Like me, Jazz, Demetrius, Ty, you know, initially what we wanted. We just wanted to put a group of people together and it'd be good people. And when we started doing the generations thing, it was like, let's bring new people on.
That shit was like the draft.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas were like, Sam Presley, OKC.
Hey.
Them niggas been announcing that shit on Instagram. Sam behind that shit.
Hey.
Bro, people would DM us,
man,
like,
niggas, I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get in. Niggas pulling how you got in that shit.
The amount of hate that niggas would get after the fact, y'all understand, like, once y'all got a, cause see, I wasn't even drafted. Like, I was like a free agent. Like, it was like, hey, shit. Hey, that nigga get buckets. Hey, bring that nigga in, man.
He was legacy. Our grandma's friends.
That nigga, shooter, man. Bring that nigga on. But after the fact, like, them conversations about who's getting brought in was like legit intense ass conversations.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask y'all about. You know, niggas want around for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Me and Aaron got drafted. Right. Yeah. I think on the same year.
We
like, okay, we OKC for real. But, so y'all was around at the round table like, Johnny. Man, hell no, Johnny.
That's how that shit went. Everybody
got a headshot.
Man,
put him on the board.
I ain't never really had a situation where me and Maude ever, and even in this one, we ain't butted heads. But it's never been a time where I even had to like aggressively talk to Maude. But yo, RIP the little bro, AB. Like I was like, bro, AB is in, my nigga. I don't give a fuck about nobody else. Y'all want to talk about that nigga's locked in. Like, and it was on some draft, some real draft room shit. Like, nah, that bro, is, we it's picking funny this as hell, nigga
because I've never even like really sat back and thought about that.
Yeah,
but that's legit because it's funny. Drew bought Jamal in.
Right.
Everybody thought me and Jamal. I didn't know Jamal.
Oh, see, I just learned that today.
I knew Jamal from marching band, and Jamal didn't like me because I would go back and help out with the marching band at Johnson.
You was hazing him, Trevor.
I had him run around with the drum, singing Umbrella and shit. Damn, but
real drum line shit,
right? But it was so funny. I remember I don't know where we were with Drew. I don't know it was when we took Drew to Miami, and Drew was like, "It's this kid named Jamal. He's funny as shit." And all I knew was Jamal from Twitter. He's like, his Twitter is Jam Master J. Y'all go follow him. So all us
run with Jam Master J.
So all us looking like, oh, okay, cool. Then when he did come around, then we found out it was a package deal. He was like, but he got a best friend named Allie.
For sure.
And we got to bring her
too. For sure. Mm-hmm. So Allie was before us? Allie, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I can't.
Bro, I met Allie.
I believe so, yeah, because her and Jamal was on the same time.
At summer camp.
When we were like 8.
Damn.
We were like eight, bro. Just running around. It was Red Farm out there on Chatham Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Dang,
he was in the same little group. Bad as shit.
Yeah,
yeah, running around. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, them conversations went just like that, bro. Like, yo, who we bringing in? I remember the groups. I remember people that we talked about bringing in that niggas brought up, like, bro, fuck no. And we, bro, fuck no. Like, yo, you know, such and such. Hell yeah. Like, typically, especially on my end of shit, like, you know, I went to Grove. So, like, niggas knew like West Side shit.
Yeah.
But and you know, like that grows west of it, like that yeah. shit is just different.
Yeah.
And you
yeah. got whole another world.
Yeah, than so, the east side. So yeah. like so them niggas ass like boob, you know such and such. Yeah, no, we ain't doing that. Nah, cause
I want to see the scout reports.
Yeah. Hey, the scout reports. And it's funny
with a kill.
And it's funny because everybody had the jokes about the shit. Like, I mean, y'all niggas think y'all fratters through all this shit.
It was so crazy.
Y'all putting kids online and shit. Like y'all hazing.
It was none of that.
Like, nah. It's none of that. Like, just like them niggas just cooler than y'all.
And you
like,
just gotta be. You gotta be selective. Yeah. You gotta be selective. Yeah, nah, with
it was
people.
Hard. It was that especially. Hard.
And then I remember when we came up with like the shirts idea. We're like, we gonna
shirts. I need new shirts.
And we gonna do shirts. I need new shirts. We've been talking for this year redoing the first shirt. It was black and rich, the gray one, but trying to get it embroidered or something because it's like 15 year anniversary. When we did that party, so we're talking about trying to get some special shirts for everybody.
Yeah, we need that. I remember,
and then the one with the numbers on the back.
Yeah, the long sleeve.
And see, they thought them shits was like line numbers. Like no,
yeah, because everybody had a nickname or something
It literally was like we had the shirt. I said, bro, like because with the shirts, normally it was me and my. Not even normally it was. Like,
yeah,
pretty much I was coming up with the short.
Yeah, we'll come up with stuff. I send it to Jazz. Make sure Jazz likes stuff.
And then the click one.
Yeah,
the clip.
I still got that one. I still got that one too.
I don't know my wife. And I bought all that shit. I got the long sleeve. I got the crew. Now I get always get all that shit. The long sleeve crew. But yeah, like that one. Like we said, bro, shit. This should be hard. We made like a jersey. Why are y'all jersey? So niggas got to pick their own numbers.
Yep.
Put whatever you want on the back of your shit. You know what I'm saying? Had a wife, you know, young black and rich for everybody. But
shout out to celebrities too. Yeah, that's what we used to use.
And my best
shout out to Miss Pam.
Yeah, man.
Me and Boobie used to be in there, but nobody wanted this way. We want y'all to do this.
Yeah. Man, Miss Pam done pulled up plenty of Christmas mornings. Make sure you got them shirts on time, man. Shout out to Miss Pam. But nah, shit, honestly, the hardest shirt that we had was the one that didn't get made. Like the tour one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like we had situated with all the parties like lined up. So like the YBR, was it YBR? It wasn't a revenge tour. But it was
something like that.
It was something. But we basically had every party
that
we ever did, and then was the dates. Like that shit was tough.
What was the last party?
The last party, I don't know.
It was when we had the white ones.
It was the white shirt.
The white one was. Okay, then we tried. Then we came back together for everybody that was home that Christmas. And did y'all one did that doubles?
Yeah. Y'all did that party doubles.
The one that doubles.
Oh, I went there for
that was an unofficial YBR party.
It was official. It got a little.
Yeah, that was a ball one.
It's got a little friction.
Yeah, yeah. Niggas with the beef in there.
All white. Yeah, that was legendary. Though. What was that? It was on the west side.
Yeah, it was
that little shit. Yeah, little shit by the that shit was called Dollhouse at the time.
Yeah, Dollhouse.
Yeah, little side shit on Bay Street.
Yeah, that shit was dope little spot. What's funny about
second floor?
Yeah, yeah. Up and down, going on.
And the funny shit about like the YBR parties was not only were niggas like doing dope, just parties in itself, but the venues that we will find what nobody using. Nobody really. Right.
So like, people don't realize that we were the first people to throw a party at the American Legion. I remember someone had something out. So I would say first people as in like Savannah, because I remember I think somebody from state did something small, but it wasn't a big magnitude. And I remember Uncle Mac is actually my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I remember talking to Mac about this was when we were like, hey, we're gonna do a party. And we was young, ain't really had no bread like that. Like, we're gonna do a party and we believe in us. So he had the money. He was like, well, I was like, well, if you fund it, then and they see you do good, you know, you could just kick us a little something. Then after that, we could do shit together.
Yeah.
So he's just like, oh, okay, well, and that was I put on a show. Mm-hmm. So that was the first official party. Yeah, and it's so old, bro. Like, we were doing shit on Facebook. We were making videos. It wasn't no TikTok. It wasn't none of that Vine, none of that shit. We were just recording shit.
Yeah, listen, y'all way ahead of time.
We were just recording shit and, like, posting. I'll never forget, bro, when we pulled up to the American Legion that day. Because we had to text people.
Mm-hmm.
We was on Facebook, and you just had to text.
Word them out.
I remember pulling up to the American Legion. It was caught. And we were just like, what the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. Like,
you don't want us.
That show
different. And Matt was like, hey, we're going to run it back next week. I'm like, hey.
The shit, when I knew, because when we did that one, that's before I was really even, like, in for real. Like, I was fucking with them, but, like, I really wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, y'all, do what y'all doing. Like, y'all got a party, shit, I'll pull up. But it was like, you know what I mean, one of those, like, things. But I remember we did a party at the Civil Rights Museum.
And yeah, that
shit got packed. I was like, we pulled up. It was a line around the corner. Yeah. I was like, bro, oh shit! And I told Ma, I said, bro, this shit crazy. Like me and Ice was outside busting niggas' head.
Like they 80, had to start like working 80, the door, like
$80, $100 to get in. Four yeah, niggas.
How much you trying to pay?
Yeah, and we ain't sure. get you in. Yeah, yeah. With this 3 of y'all shit.
Skip line.
I let 3 of y'all niggas in for a month. What's up? No, you know what I'm saying?
Skip line.
Walk y'all niggas
and
in.
Bro, the wild shit is looking back on it. I remember when we would throw parties. My mom would always ask me. She would say, oh, "Okay, so what kind of party is it?" I'm like, "It's a party." She's like, "So what are y'all gonna be doing? Like partying?" She's like, "Okay. Like, so with your ticket, like, what all you get?" We was like, "Come in the party."
Bye. She
was she's like, and now us being older, she's like, "I mean, so y'all don't sell no tables?" She's like, "Nah." Yeah. She's like, "They don't get, like, no food."
Yeah. Nah.
They don't get no what? Drinks.
Nah.
And, she was, and my mom was like, "And people are coming to this?"
Music.
I'm like, yeah.
That shit was
straight
really,
music and sweat.
That shit, yeah. To the target audience, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like, it was, like, I guess y'all... You get what I'm saying? That maybe might have been.
But we were still young.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the target audience.
We didn't care.
Ain't nobody else.
Yeah.
We
can't do shit.
Yeah.
And then ain't shit to do with somebody else. So it was like, hey, let's do it.
Yeah, like, and one of the real things I knew for sure, and I knew that we had it, was the band party. And that was the joint we threw off of 17. And the backstory of the band party was we were doing a party called Sophisticated Ignorance at Tony's that niggas hated, right? Niggas hated. We and so I ain't going to do all that. But niggas hated on the party, right? Basically called a fire marshal and told Tony's was letting us get the spot after hours, right? So
Tony's sick, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, we gonna, and basically the premise of the party was we gonna get dressed up. Mm-hmm. We was playing all the most ignorant shit you could find. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So niggas called literally the day of the party and got that shit shut down. We had to pivot, get everything moved. So then we was like, all right, we're bad. We still doing the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And me and Ma was talking. And I was like, hey, bro, I'm thinking about y'all niggas fuck with J's. I was thinking about the band shit with the ones, right? Yeah. Remember, like, they basically said Jordan might come away. Yeah, so, like, we gonna go off of that shit. So we went with band, the whole shit. We were like, man, fuck it. We not gonna announce the location of the party until the day of the party. Like, we ain't say shit. We told nigga, hey, it's a party. It's a YBR party. Mm-hmm. All that
y'all
shit.
Y'all did that for all the parties?
Nah, we did it for that one.
No, but okay. I felt like after band, the location reveal was the week of.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because, I knew it was late.
Yeah. So we had to do it that way because my goddad worked at the police department. And it just got so bad to where they would hate on the shit we were doing. He would have to interfere, but they're lying. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my godson. Yeah, that shit's not going down like that. Mm-hmm. But looking back on it, bro, we were 20 years old.
For sure.
We were 20, 21.
And these were grown.
These were
like
grown
40
men.
That's why I said I ain't gonna do that. I found out who it was. These was niggas, like, at that time, the boy was like 35 years old, 40 years old, hating on some young niggas.
These grown ass men.
Mm-hmm.
Doing that.
So literally, and that was like the hardest shit, in my opinion, that we did was literally we waited. And I told Ma, I was like, bro, how they gonna know the party? I said, Ma. Them niggas coming regardless of whether we tell them
it's
niggas.
It's only one move per night.
Yeah, right.
It's only one move on Christmas night.
I said,
it's only one move.
I said, bro, as long as them niggas know it's a party on Christmas night, it don't matter where it's at, they don't come. They not coming to the party because of where it's at. They coming because of who's throwing it. So niggas did that shit, same shit, parking lot pack. That's when we did shit at the VFW.
Shout out to George. George died a couple years ago. George.
Yeah.
Shout out to George. And he was one of my clients from the bank. And I was just telling him what was going on. He was like, well, come. And they needed money.
Yeah.
So he was like, come throw it at our. All right, cool.
Yeah.
The veterans get a little bit of money. We get some way to sweat.
But we definitely missed the boat on a lot of shit with merchandise, all that shit. When I look at, like, Henny Palooza and all that shit. Like, them niggas started. It was a small night. They was in New York, so they had a little more resources than we did. But them niggas started the same way we did. Yeah. Like, throwing part, bro. Henny Palooza was niggas bringing chicken. And it was either a bottle of Hennessy or chicken. That's it. And it was a house party. And that shit blew up to a whole fucking tour. Like, we could have been touring YBR parties.
They're touring
fucking R&B only. Yeah, it's the same
R&B
shit.
R&B only sold out days.
Yeah.
And it was basically way before your time.
And I told Miles them, I didn't realize that till I moved to Charlotte. And I started, like, talking with people. Shout out to Curtis that I talk about a lot on the pod. He's, like, my big brother in Charlotte. But he had an entertainment group, too. Yeah. And I was telling him about all the shit we did back home. And he was just like, well, why didn't y'all do this? Like, just give me all this game. Yeah. But, like we said, we weren't exposed
to
it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
We were legit just figuring out, having fun with it. Yeah. And, like, I remember from one party, and I told, I mean, it was me, I think Booby, Jamal, Ice, we were all at the house. Because what I would do is I would take the shit I learned from the bank and try to transfer it over. And I said, we have to call people and make them feel value about this party. And I remember y'all didn't know about this, but we would have call nights sometime. We would all be at Demetrius' house and be like, go through your phone right now and call all the girls y'all know. Hey, what's going on? I ain't talked to you a minute. Hey, we got a party going on. Y'all should pull up. And we send a text message. We'd be there for like 2 hours just doing that stuff because there wasn't social media.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like that. So you had to.
Dog, it's a good time. Good money. Great time.
But that's why we members, though, because you know we know how to move without the.
Hey, man.
You can sell it out without that. It's easy with this.
Yeah, for sure. But I think just with bringing everything full circle, the dope thing that we always say is, you know, from the selective, being selective and all of that stuff, if you look at all of us that were a part of it when we were doing stuff, now everybody's doing good.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot name one person.
Niggas ain't miss.
Like, literally, you cannot name one person from when we first started at the beginning to all the way down to the last. And we talk about this all the time. We'll be like, everybody.
Yeah.
It's not one person that's not doing it. Tiffany always be like, we manifested it, basically.
Nigga said it.
We basically said it. Yeah. And we manifested it. And
yeah.
And here we are. So speaking of weddings and family and everything, what are some wedding do's and don't's for the night, y'all? Yeah,
man, for sure.
I think the biggest
rule to me when it comes to these types of events, and we talking about from the YBR parties to the weddings to anything, bro, is patience.
I was just gonna say pace yourself.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah.
This is Pedialyte.
Look, I reconsidered that brunch. I was like, you know what? Let me not start too early.
We've been gassing up all day. It's goodie powder in the room. Yeah, we got Pedialyte. We got BioLite. We got goddamn liquid IV. We got all that shit. Just pace your motherfucking self and know your limits. Don't think like, here's the shit, right? We did a lot of things great, but understand that we are professional drinkers. We may not do it as much as we used to, but niggas are professional. You take fucking Reggie Miller and put him on the court, and that nigga shoot threes, that nigga still a bucket. So even though we don't do it like we used to, we still got it. So if you see one of us at this wedding, and we take this, just know who you dealing with, and just keep that shit cute, man.
Y'all boys been professional drinkers. Yeah. I actually stopped drinking.
I can't drink like I used to no more.
I can't drink like I used to. This whole last one, the last YBR party, that white party, that shit went so left. Same. I remember you, bro. You was on your head, bro.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man.
That whole last 30 minutes, I'm in the head in the trash.
We can get back to the do's and don'ts, but now with them niggas with that party,
y'all was
them niggas meant that shit, boy.
I was fucked up, bro.
They had fucking wine, beer. No liquor, it was just wine. I'm taking a bucket. We're gonna make enough for it.
We got a system. Nigga come in with a book bag for the liquor. Them niggas was already turned. I like, no, they don't need none of that. Don't tell no boy.
I ain't even started drinking till I got around y'all niggas for real. See, yeah, I wasn't even drinking. And then we were drinking bullshit.
Yeah.
So we ain't know no better.
Vine and Lime Maritas.
What that shit is. Oh. I mean, when they first came out, they hit the streets.
Four locos.
But yeah, man. So that's my biggest just rules. I don't know if it's a do or a don't because they're going to both. But yeah, like, man, pace yourself, dog. Like, please drink water now. Please. Yes.
Yeah. Hydrate. Oh yeah, for sure. You see what I'm on?
Yeah.
And that Callaway shit good.
Oh man, yeah.
That's that one.
I got this one. I got a sweat in. I've been drinking water all day. I've been eating fruit.
Yeah. Prepared, be ready, man. That shit go left quick. Cause we come real quick. Hey, I ain't gonna hold you. Allie got a shuttle coming to the hotel, so
that's tough.
I'm gonna be drunk before we get there.
We got a pregame set up.
I heard. I'm gonna try to make that.
Yeah, we got a pregame, epic,
man.
It's gonna be a good. So what else y'all got, man? Do's and don'ts.
What in do's and don'ts? If you're too drunk, don't grab the mic at the reception.
You talking to me?
No, I'm not talking to you. That felt kind of personal.
Yeah, it did. My bad. I ain't did that. No.
I've been to the last couple weddings I've been to. I'm not gonna put the people out there, but it's been a groomsman at each one that's been too drunk. And this last wedding I went to, it was so bad. Me and all my boys, my line brothers, we were outside in the car just drinking and shit and catching up. But Ebony was like, one of those groomsmen was so embarrassing. She said, she has really bad secondhand embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I just wanted to melt. And get the hell out of there because it was just so it was just bad, yeah.
Man, I would be like, hey, bro, you gotta get this nigga.
Yeah,
out.
And it's like,
who's it or not? You know what I'm saying?
And, like, and like, he on the mic, like, you my motherfucking nigga.
Yeah, that belligerent drunk.
Yeah, that's why he's like, hey, bro, I love you.
And the boy, mama, right there. Then the boy, then they was like, my bro, mama came up and was like consoling him. Then he started crying and was like, but I love y'all.
That nigga took his ass up through it. That shit like four stages. You gonna get mad, get happy, get real sad.
Yeah, hell nah, man. Yeah, so that's a rule. And I'm keeping in one rule. I know when I was younger, man, and this is for the niggas who's single, bro. Like, when I was younger, I ain't used to fuck with weddings, right? And once I got to be like 22, 23, that I realized what a wedding could really be for a single nigga.
It's elite.
You know what I'm saying? It's elite, dog. Yeah. Like, you just in the room, and I ain't going through all the shit because a lot of women listen to podcasts and they gonna say that we praying on the shit.
They be praying on us. Yeah, dog,
they come for the same reason.
Wear shades, man. Wear shades.
Man,
all
fat,
my
yeah.
guys wear yeah. shades, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, but we be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know, all that wandering eyes. Be looking fried. You looking
like that little lazy eyes. You been in part to like, the left.
Wear some shades, man. That
shit got lazy. Got lazy.
Who he looking
red.
At?
Yeah, you got that look in your OG.
Both y'all.
Yeah, you got that look in your OG. Tackle something in here, man. Go lay down. Man. Yeah, wear shades, water, man. That's my doing. Please wear shades.
Yeah, my don't, and this shit basic as fuck. Don't bring no negative energy, bro.
No, yeah, for sure.
Don't bring no
for
negative
sure.
energy, dog. Like,
sure.
We here for two people.
Yep.
Keep that
don't
shit
make this
about
shit
them.
About you.
Yeah. Yeah, keep that shit about
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
I hate one. I've been to wedding. I've been to unplugged weddings where they say, you know, don't pull out your phone, don't record everything.
Yeah,
I think the last one I went to was Nadia Slaughter's wedding. There were people legit mad because they could not record on their phone.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why?
Don't nobody even walking down the aisle.
Why are you mad?
Yeah,
you know
this ain't
like, why?
Flash
but,
going
but
on.
But why are you mad? Yeah. Like, these are people. Yeah. And I watched this lady say, I mean, I'm going to record something anyway. Yeah. And I'm like,
that's how
like, what do you get out of that?
I feel like
it's gonna be a video coming out.
Yeah. I feel like with them situations, you inadvertently find out a lot about your folks, though.
Yes.
Like if I'm getting married, and you know what I mean, and I or my wife say, hey, like no recording or whatever, like I would expect my people to respect.
Stand on that shit.
Like yeah, like they don't ask shit. Like hell, my folks gonna police it. Like hey, put that fucking shit down.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like they said that, so I think you find out a lot about it, man. Because
we don't want to Dave Chappelle. You and put your phone in the bag when you walk up in here.
Man,
so I done been to a wedding like that though.
Yeah,
they had a little phone box.
Yeah.
Everybody walk in, put your shit in there, and we got somebody waiting. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Gonna steal your shit.
Yeah. I like
you
that.
Come and get it after the wedding.
That's because I can't trust you to hold your phone.
Exactly.
That's a problem. I
yeah.
have to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
If I see
yeah.
no phones, just respect no phone. We grown. But
that's it.
If you want to try me,
but,
but
people sitting there like recording against their will, I'm just like, that's crazy.
That's what that was going on these days, though, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What's going on. That's terrible.
That's work, man. So
that's a
don't
for sure.
So that and then a do and a don't. A do is respect the party, man. Respect the wedding party, man. They gonna have their rules, the things they need, man. So respect that in the weddings. And this is a good thing to do because a lot of weddings happen in the spring, some and into the fall.
Yeah.
I hate a fall wedding because
it's football season.
Yeah.
Like, look, season, the game on Saturday.
Yeah. Like come on Saturday,
it
Sunday
get rough.
The game. Yeah. Like get married on Friday. Yo, Meach got married on a Saturday, and all y'all niggas know Meach love Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida State playing Clemson. So I'm Meach's best man. Meach had told me, bro, you got my permission to look at your phone, dog. Like
yeah.
I'm literally behind Meach with the phone.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, just tap me in Florida.
He said
tap me like twice if they win or once if they lose. And so like, the boy won. Tap nigga twice. One nigga started cheesing harder than he did when Mir started
that's
walking down aisle.
My
boy like, oh, bet. Come matter of fact, I think Kalen had just made a little had a little play when he got the phone
and
shit. But yeah, man. So yeah, respect the party, man. All the good shit. And enjoy yourself, man. What y'all boy got going for the summer, man?
My summer booked and busy, bro.
Yeah. Funny how that happened, ain't it?
Man, well shit, I couldn't do shit for the first
quarter
of the year. What, your foot? You had something? You had an injury or something?
I feel like
this is so random, but I feel like niggas be fucking up their Achilles a lot these days, bro.
Man,
so that's why when you said that, I was like, "What are you injured?" Because
yeah,
I seen so many niggas.
Yeah,
they done,
that shit
and they
got
hit.
Common as fuck.
It's common as hell now, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, niggas know what they doing. I ain't gonna hold you. I raised my nephew a couple years ago and shit. I felt some shit shoot through my goddamn. I said, boy, what the fuck?
Bro, you gotta stretch, bro.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
That's what we were just talking about. Gotta
do that mobility. I pulled my hamstring last week, kickball championship, bro.
See what I'm saying?
I ain't played a game all year. I thought I would go out there. Nah, we lost. But I ain't pulled my shit to the last inning though. So I don't perform. I done did my duty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Niggas getting old, man. But like, bro, I remember it was funny when I raised my nephew because, bro, like the little nigga athlete, like he not like, now. I wouldn't even try that shit. But a few years ago, I still got you, Uncle Last Stand. Man, I went to race this nigga, and I really thought it was gonna be close. But I went to busting his ass. So, like, oh shit! All right, cool. I'm straight. So I slowed down playing. So I'm running next to nigga looking, laughing. Man, I trying to kick that shit back up, man. That goddamn Hemi don't, you know what I'm saying? That Hemi don't rev up like it used to. Yeah. That old Chevy you like it used cruise, to.
They hit the gas.
Yeah.
You know what you got to
do? Yeah. I'm trying to take
it. Ain't no Tesla.
Ain't no Zero.
You just can't hop on and make it happen.
No. Nah, man.
You put
that goddamn
neutral and roll a little
man,
bit.
Man, nah, I done fucked the clutch up. Watch that pop. So ooh, shit. Hey man, hey, what's that? Pop, pop, boy. Paige was goddamn rubbing Tiger Balm on my goddamn hamstring. We spent Christmas Eve. I'm laying on the couch. She fucking putting Tiger Balm on my shit.
Man down.
Telling me how stupid I look, man. Yeah. Like I'm limping on crib. Bad day, man. So bad day. Go back to knowing your limits, man. Go back to knowing your limits. Bob, you got plans? Summertime.
Summertime plans. I want to throw some travel in there. I haven't been out of the country in a minute. So I'm trying to throw some travel in there. June is daddied up. Active dad. We got a lot of different events.
It's Father's Day and all. Yeah, shout we got. Shout out all the fathers.
Yeah. And what we started off as a week of events. It's now turned into a month of events to celebrate dads all month.
That's tough. So, we need that, man. Yeah. We want to see sold out
June
restaurants
for
Father's
you
feel Day,
me?
Man. So. We don't want to, yeah, but you, party of 30 on Father's Day, well, come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in here. Mother's Day, you can't use the restroom without booking.
Bro, it's funny because we got a dad chat for the dads in Charlotte, and we were like, hey, can we play flag football? And we was like, you know what?
That'd be dope.
And we was like, let's do it. So we're doing flag football on Father's Day morning, and when we were talking about when to do it, they were like, I was like, shit, like 9? I was like, yeah, that's early. And then someone was like, I mean, well, what if? And they was like, bro, they ain't going to be doing shit for us 9 o'clock.
Nah, facts.
They waiting on us to find out the real father.
Yeah, you good, bro. I promise you good.
So 9 o'clock, we was like, bro, I'm pretty sure your girl.
Nah, that's tough.
Your girl can still be asleep. So just go on head out.
Yeah, that's tough.
Link up with the other dads on this on the Black Dads Club podcast. They're doing basketball that following week. So we really got a stacked month.
For the whole month of June. Things. That's hard. Yep.
Mother's Day, they roll out the carpet.
Yep.
They still got Mother's Day stuff up.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
Last year shit.
You can still get a basket if you're looking for it.
You can still get a basket right now.
And see, and I get you on the back end, man, because my mom's birthday, matter of fact, my mom's birthday was yesterday, so she got Mother's Day, then always right into the birthday, dog. So
shit,
that's how I
feel for Father's Day, though. My birthday literally a week after that bitch.
Oh, yeah,
so my birthday a week before Mother's Day. My birthday was last weekend. I mean, my birthday was last weekend.
Oh, yeah,
Mother's
so you're
my
matter.
Birthday, not this shit. Boy, I've been spooky this whole month.
Yeah, nah, you've been moving, man. That shit ugly, dog. That shit ugly, man. One thing we talked about last episode, man, that I want to get y'all's takes on, man, because I'm sure y'all seen on social media. We talked about the 100 niggas versus one gorilla, right? And we both said I felt like, you know, 100 niggas could be the gorilla, the right niggas.
Hey, and quick update on that though. Not on that, but the New Orleans inmates, they're the only ones standing.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
Talked about
it
that.
Need to be.
I was going on the Linton
escape for time.
I knew Linton was gonna hold it out.
Damn.
Yeah. Then I got my boy.
Yeah, fuck your parlay up.
Fuck my parlay, bro.
Yeah. Kill 4 people. I'll be in Mexico.
Hey, dog. Nah, for real. For
so
real,
do I think 100 niggas could be the gorilla? Man, yes and no. So this is how I feel. This is really how I feel, right?
Right.
It is proven the first 27 to 42 are going to be dead.
Yeah. Like, somebody going to die. Show.
But if we have a game plan, are we rushing him at once? If we line up one by one like we in chain gang, that's not going to work. We going
right.
to die.
Yeah.
But if 100 people...
Because here's the shit, right? Here's the shit. First of all, what proof do we have that this gorilla could fight? Just like people, right?
And,
like,
and we not talking. We not. Are we talking about Mighty Joe Young? Like, we
see what I'm saying? Like, what gorilla did get? Do we get to pick the gorilla? like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you get to pick out which gorilla? Yeah, no. Nah, give me that. Let me get that boy right there. We whoop his ass. Yeah. Bring him out. Bring him out the back.
We're dead now. Yeah. Without a game plan, we're fried.
See what I'm saying? But think about, and y'all niggas watch sports. Imagine we come through that shit with niggas like Aaron Donald and shit, like fucking James Harrison.
Vince Warfort.
What's my man that played for the Pacers? James Johnson. Like, give me them boys. Like, see what I'm saying?
So then what you do? Don't let them be the first. You let the dummies get. You get the New Orleans inmates.
See what I'm saying?
And you, if James Harrison and them boys the second round, I like us.
Man, send the
Y-ends. We got weapons. We talking straight hands.
Man, send the Y-ends. Send the Y-ends, man. Let them boys go crash out first. You know why? NBA young boy. Let them boys go crash out first.
And kill crackhead.
See what I'm saying? You feel me? Hey, man, they had an interview, and it was somebody asked Mike Tyson that. There was like 100 Mike Tysons and one gorilla. He said, we'll fuck them up. He was like, shit, we gonna be biting his dick and shit. Like, send the crash out, bro. Like, the real live crash out. Mike Tyson, send all the boys.
I think everybody about squaring up. That's not what we doing. Yeah, what's the game plan? I think we could do it.
You catch somebody, get him on his back.
See what I'm saying? Now, once he down, it's a wrap. Yeah,
for sure.
It's a wrap. Well, you know,
and by
what
I'm
saying?
I thank them.
Yeah,
I'm not in the hunt.
Yeah, I'm not going.
I'm not calling.
I'm planning.
I want to be.
I coach.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm a coach. Like, I call the play.
Look what he gonna do to me.
Yeah, what you? Yeah, he be
done. I ain't got nothing for him.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. But you know, in every gorilla, like you said, every gorilla not Mighty Joe Young.
Nah,
every gorilla not King Kong. That's, you know what I'm saying? Awesome. So
as long as I get to pick the gorilla.
Yeah, let me go. Send me to the store.
What you think the sorry gorilla name is?
Probably Larry or some shit.
Gary.
Larry.
Yeah, Gary the gorilla.
Yeah, yeah. Ralph. Ralph or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Some punk ass shit.
What was it? Henry? The that white gorilla.
Oh, it's a Harambe.
No. R.I.P. Harambe, bro. I got real love for Harambe. R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah, Henry was. Oh, you talking about the albino nigga?
Yeah.
What was
the
nigga name?
Rock. The movie with the rock.
Oh, I know exactly.
I swear it was Henry.
I can see it. It might be.
Bring back. Give me a punk ass gorilla, man. Give me one of them dog.
And it has a gorilla bed in a zoo. See,
right? So, is it domestic? Is it in the zoo? Or are we getting one out of that shit?
If he just got bam last week, we gotta have a game plan. But if he's been domesticated,
he needs you to feed him.
R.I.P. Harambe.
He ain't doing tricks and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
R.I.P. Harambe. We would have fucked Harambe.
Yeah, man.
Harambe been in the house for years. That's a house nigga. I ain't worried about him.
I beat his ass. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like the way they immediately went to the gorilla just out here running shit. Like, I ain't like that.
I ain't going.
Like, nah,
I don't see. We all smarter, nigga. I seen Planet Apes.
Yeah.
We are smarter.
Yeah.
So how 100 brains? I get it. The first season was dead.
Right.
But there's no way 100 brands we can't come up with.
If y'all telling me this some Space Jam shit where we need these 100 niggas to save the world from this gorilla, I think we get that shit. See what I'm saying? Like Space Jam, like the NBA ain't gonna never be the same unless y'all niggas beat the Monstars, the same way what they do, they went and got Mike.
They got together.
They was like, man, all right, we need to bring somebody in.
So it's time to call Aaron Donald now. It's time to get them. Watch how that man do. Pressing
130s.
Yeah, easy.
You see a nigga 130. We see shit when they get the little floppy ass bar and shit that Ben Wendy. Hey, bro, I'm thinking about that Space Jam shit. I watched shit earlier. That's why I said that. Bro, that was some real cocky ass shit by Mike, bro. Like, to really say y'all niggas get Muggsy, get Larry Johnson, all them niggas, I bust all their ass. That's really what he fucking did in the movie. He bust all of him and Bugs Bunny and Lola.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really bust some niggas' ass. That's random as fuck. But I thought about the shit, man. Shit was crazy.
Role play.
Yeah, man. So, what else we got?
R.I.P. to all the fallen soldiers, man. That Harambe shit, man. I really had fun with, bro. Real shit.
Yeah, nigga really hurt about that
shit. Yeah, nah, gorillas, because the gorilla's like my second favorite animal.
What's the first?
Killer whales.
Okay.
Yeah, my nigga.
Killer whales. I'm a Free Willy guy.
I was going to say, so how are you with Free Willy?
Bro, first of all, that's my favorite movie.
Okay.
So let's just say that.
Okay.
But then it hurt. Free Willy 3 was ass. So let's just put that out. It was good. 1 was amazing. 2 was like, okay. 3 was
which one? Which one? The one the boy had Mike come on that thing with the little Michael Jackson song?
Like, oh, that was 1.
Yeah,
that was 1.
Yeah, boy.
I run to that.
No, that's my shit. That's my.
Will you be there?
Yeah, that's your shit?
Yes.
I ain't running that shit.
No, I'm dead serious. I'm like, that's what takes me that last 3 minutes of my mouth.
Man, nigga, bro,
might sound
and nigga might come with that thing. Hold me.
Oh my god, like the River Jordan. Come on, man. R.I.P. to Mike.
Okay, bad.
R.I.P. to Mike, man.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. to Mike, man. All that good shit. Man, I think that's all we had. This is a short ass episode, but I think that's
hey, man. Shout out to Allie and Shard, man.
Yeah, man.
Keeping it P, man. This shit gonna be beautiful.
Y'all both gonna cry?
I'm all right, man. I went ahead and texted Allie yesterday, just on record. I went in and texted yesterday, told her I love her, I'm proud of all that shit, because I told her the chance of us communicating in a good way today is slim to none. I'm going to be drunk. You know what I'm saying? So I just rather tell you with a sober mind how proud I am of you.
Yeah. Me and school.
Oh, I'm in it total. I'm telling you, man.
I fucked up. Hey, me and school.
I'm letting you know, right? Hey. I told her. I said, man, I'm proud of you because I ain't going to be able to tell you shit tomorrow but a hug.
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I'm just
right. I don't even know what it is.
Nah, real shit. That's the type of time I'm on tonight. Celebrating life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing good. This shit.
Yeah, all our people in one building.
This shit rare, man. You know, it's RIP to AB. You know, we done lost a lot of people and shit like that.
Yeah.
So this shit gonna be it for me.
See, I'm excited, man, because we always talk about, you know what I mean, like me and my Ibra. We always talk about, you know what I'm saying, like, especially the YBR shit, how like we had like the niggas who came in, and then we got niggas who all kind of like gravitated to each other.
Yeah.
And we always say like, man, nah, nigga, that's one of your kids.
Yeah, that's one of your kids, right? Yeah, yeah.
But really, like, the kids is more so like a little brother thing, right?
Yeah,
I'm excited to be in the room with my little brothers. Like, I don't know when last time I've been in the same room with Hughes and Shell, you know what I'm saying? So for me, just being in the room with y'all niggas, you know what I'm saying, is going to be a blessing.
You're hold on, mic check. Zay, you there?
Yo,
we have a friend that has phoned in.
El Negro Zay,
the legend.
What's the one and only. What's the scout?
Xavier. So Zay, we live on a part. The segment that I think would have been fun for you is we were just talking about what are some do's and don'ts for the night for the wedding.
Oh, do's and don'ts for the wedding.
Yeah.
Absolutely, do get drunk. For sure. First and foremost, don't object.
No, we're gonna stomp your ass out because
we'll beat your ass for real.
Yeah, man.
Honestly, it ain't too much you can't do for real. It. What y'all give me some ideas? What did y'all say?
We said pace yourself. Number one, pace yourself.
Okay, that ain't no problem.
Keep that negative shit out the front.
And wear shades so you don't be looking fried when you drunk looking at people aunties.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna say a do is have that shit on, absolutely.
Hey. For sure. That's first.
Don't come half-stepping, right?
We're going to talk about it.
Can we make one of, Zay and y'all boys, can we make one of those TikToks and reels where it be like, hey, this is Miles and this is my first drink?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I bring the mics. I got the little baby mic.
You got the mic? Down.
Okay, there we go. That we use in the gym and shit.
Hey, listen, me and Miles. Say me and Jamal going to have to start off. We're going to be like, we on our fifth drink already.
Nah, that's a bet. We will, too.
So we're going to have to start the pregame.
Yeah.
We're going to start the pregame.
Oh yeah, y'all got to cook up, man.
It's a
very momentous occasion, man. I can't lie, it's surreal. I never seen us all being married with kids. Like it's an idea, but I actually never experienced it. So it's exciting. Like our generation, of course, not, you know what I'm saying, like y'all a little bit older than us, but for it to be Allie is still like crazy to me.
For sure.
So I got to turn up for her for real.
Oh yeah, we got
that. No problem. That ain't no problem.
Time after my girls say I do, I'm gonna look at y'all. I'm gonna say, I'm about to show my ass.
Yeah. So it's gonna be a movie for real.
Yes, sir.
But I see y'all when I see y'all, man. Let me get up out of here.
All right, okay, bro. Appreciate you, Zay.
Yeah, y'all ain't paid me.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's your state in? What's your state in?
Hey, what's happening, bro? Hey, so this is Booby calling from the Untitled Podcast, man. Got some special guests, man. Got special guests, Hughes.
What's happening?
Yo, it's Shell.
Yeah.
What's up,
it's Coach Cap.
What up, boy?
Bro, hey, boy, what up, boy? I got going.
Man, about to get drunk.
Yeah, about to get drunk, huh? Goddamn.
Y'all ain't drunk yet?
Nah.
I know. You's been drunk.
Nah, bro. You
just became one of them bugs. You can. I know he been drunk for the last 4 weeks.
Look, that's good. Nice. Good oil coming.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? We got another link to the good chicken, man. And got see, yeah, you got to call Scrap no more. See, that's that shit Scrap had over our head, man. He was the only nigga we get that chicken from. Now we got Hughes too. Yeah, damn all that. What you got going on? You burying dead niggas?
Man, I'm on the way to bury a dead nigga right now. Like I'm in front of the cemetery right now.
I'm peace to all the lost soldiers, man.
That's your shit, man. You love your dead body. Now I say that.
Hey, man. I can't live if they do.
Hey, talk about it. Hold on. Talk about it.
Say that again. You
can't live.
It's hard, ain't it?
That's some shit. You waiting on a nigga to die.
That's hard, ain't it?
Hey, boy, that's a job.
I'm gonna work out. Get your money, Kango. Damn, it's fucked up.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, you gotta think about it. I teach the youth during the week, man. I tell them, hey, if you don't get it right Monday through Friday, I'll see you Saturday.
That's a fact.
Nah, you cooking now. Nah. Damn, you sound just like your daddy.
Hey, but I'm doing what he do for sure. You gotta do what he do.
Hey. That one thing about him, now, can't love my dead body. Now he gonna find him too.
Oh, I go get him. I go find him. I ain't helping him, but I go get him for sure.
Yep, can't travel far and wide for a dead nigga. He dead. He smell him.
I ain't going too far. I ain't going too far now.
Yeah. Oh, that nigga, oh, some dead nigga. Yeah.
I always saw this for you, man. I'm proud of you, man.
Hey, man, somebody
got to
do it, man.
I just knew it. I said, one of my niggas going to be burying niggas? But I thought I was going to be on some illegal shit, man. But I'm proud of you, man. You made a real job about this shit.
Yeah, that nigga started burning bodies.
Hey, man, listen. I do a lot of different things, man.
Caught on.
Yeah.
Nah, hey, fuck them kids. Them kids were starting out the worst shit. We ain't going to talk about that. Let's talk about something else. Look, 419. Next.
Hey, mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't know y'all 419. So you post shit on Instagram. I'm like, boy, y'all niggas was sorry.
Man, I ain't want a game in that new damn gym.
What's crazy about that shit is we fought so hard for you to get that goddamn gym for you to not do shit with it. That's crazy.
I had to do a bitch ass thing, man. I ain't gonna fight.
They gonna get your ass.
We need to see your ass.
Hey, man, I looked my seniors in the face after that last game, and I said, hey, what y'all crying for? This shit was over in November.
It's time to get a job.
Come on, now, Ghosty and JCB. Them boys going with it.
Get a job. HGO.
Go ahead down and kick your way down into the polls.
Yeah, it's over with. 419.
Yeah, for sure.
They already, hey, listen, half of them already want their Twit card.
Already knowing. But we're going to take shots for you, man, since you wasn't invited.
Hey, man, shout out to Allie, man. Hey, congratulations. I did not get an invite. That's all right. I'm going to drink to that. That's all
right. Hey,
they didn't think there was going to be no suits left in your size, man. It wasn't personal.
Hey, boy, Shell, boy. Hey, boy, fuck you. Hey, I'm with you. I might be called like an in-the-moment ass nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? They only see me in the moment. So that's why I ain't got an invite.
Yeah. You got a funeral suit you could have brought. I know you did, man.
Y'all want me to like embalming fluid in them folks' church?
I mean, shit. It won't be the first time. You be all right.
Not in a wedding.
I mean, shit. I don't know, nigga. You shit.
Gas, embalming fluid. It's all the same. You good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Niggas gonna it's going to be at least one nigga and they smelling worse. So,
He already right there. They call him Chill.
Oh, you're a Kevin made it funny. Fuck out of here, nigga.
All right, nigga.
Hey, y'all buzzing the Rich Carlton?
Hey, man,
the body coming right now. Let me go ahead and get this man on this, get down in this dirt real quick, man. Y'all, boy, love y'all boys. Andy, congratulations. I'm trying to podcast. Love y'all. I'm holler at y'all.
That nigga said the body coming like he was a pizza, boy. That's crazy.
Like he a Uber. What the fuck?
Hey, that nigga said, hold on.
Like that shit coming on DoorDash.
Yeah, I think that's that nigga at the door right now. Let me go get this goddamn American Deli real quick, man. Goddamn wings at the door. But yeah, man, so that is episode 168, 69, 70, one of them shits. Man, the Untitled Podcast, man. Appreciate y'all fucking with us. First time, last time, whatever time.
Sure.
Always love, man. My guys, my brothers.
Keep this shit rolling.
Y'all boys, I'm telling, see, I got to get y'all to see, this the big brother. If I say I got to give early, come be drunk too. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all make it back to wherever the fuck y'all
go. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good Uber.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get your good Uber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do something.
Yeah. You're right.
I need text saying that y'all niggas.
Yeah. I'm about to put that together now, man. I'm about to park my shit for the night, man.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Go ahead and plan that shit out, man, because I ain't got time. Like, you know. Hughes got supervision while he's here, so he'll be alright. But Shell, you in the city and it's a lot going on. It's Memorial Day weekend.
For sure, man.
I need you to behave yourself, G. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As best
I'm
you can.
Good. I'm good,
as
man.
Best you can.
Shit,
man.
I'm on my work bag.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm with y'all boys this weekend, man. We live, man. It's time to get fucking drunk, man.
Nah. It's going to be a great night, man. A good night, all that shit, man.
I'm drinking the black love tonight, man.
Yeah, man. Got to. So I think, like, yeah, man. I'm excited. I'm going to say that.
Can't.
I'm excited.
Fucking.
Wait, I've been waiting a long time for this, man.
Yeah, man. So again, man. Until next time, this is the Untitled Podcast, man. Yes, sir.
Carry me like you are my brother. Love me like a mother. Would you be there?
Yeah, boo, talk your shit.